Fox and friends, you gotta love these folks, don't you? Could hardly believe their war general had scrambled retaliatory jets to make a bloody point to those infidel Iranians after they'd shot down a drone. They were hugely disappointed. Weak. It just made Donald look, well, no other way to characterize it. The kind of guy who would grab himself by the pussy. Pardon my Bronx. He needed to make a point. He needed to spill some blood. He needed to look manly. But no, he'd called back those bombers 10 minutes before they were due to deliver some whoop-ass. Weak. Just plain Obama-esque. They were sorely disappointed in their commander-in-chief. Now, there is some dispute as to exactly where that drone was shot down. The evil Iranians claim it was over their territory, but Fox and friends know anything they say is probably a bald-faced lie. Not like their favorite viewer, not like the president known for fact-checking his boasts. The malevolent Iranians claim to have support for their claim and would show it to the United Nations. Our side, the White Hats, they don't need to provide corroboration. We know they wouldn't fudge this. Not our way, not the way of the man in charge. Fox and friends know who's telling the truth, and they don't need no stinking proof. Hannity, always restrained, told Iran, he must think they're regular fans, Trump would bomb the crap out of them. Tough talk from a tough talking head. Jeez. In the Trump era, we don't really trust government. We don't trust the lying media. We sure don't trust Democrats. We don't believe the FBI or the CIA or the Mueller report. But if the government says the Iranians shot down that drone over international waters, well, sir, they must be telling the truth. This once. Finally. Who knows? Maybe they've, I don't know, turned over a new leaf. John Bolton, our esteemed national security advisor, is a bit on the, let's say the hawkish side. Probably never met a Middle Eastern conflict he didn't like, and one more would be just fine. That last war in Iraq went so darn well, he's spoiling for one next door. We pulled out of the treaty with those nasty lying Muslims that Obama put together to keep them from developing nuclear weapons, and now we're tightening the screws on exports of oil. The thinking being that when the suffering of the populace reaches 11 on the pain scale, they'll overthrow the mullahs. Worked well in Syria. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this. I don't think Trump wants to go to war. He talks a tough talk, but he walks like a guy who's never had to step into an alley without his attorney to do his punching. He campaigned by mocking George Bush's brother for his war, his idiot war. He just declared his candidacy for 2020. And somehow, I just don't see one more endless war as his campaign slogan. Fox and friends might disagree with me on this one. Wouldn't be the first time. That's why they make the big bucks, and I write this little blog.